Welcome back to Data with Tarta Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacey, and joining me in studio are Jessica Osright from KSCS, as well as Lyle McCumber, and we also have Lisa White in studio with us. And Lisa was just sharing her story with us, and I there's so many directions I'd like to pinpoint, but I think off-air, Jessica had started something that I think is very powerful, and we haven't had this topic yet in all our guests, so I think a worthwhile, let's go in that direction, right. So go ahead, Jess.
Well, you know, and we've had a couple of guests who all said, or female guests who've said the same thing. You know, they got pregnant, they had to stop using whatever substance it was they were using, or, you know, they noticed they had to change for, you know, the best interests of their child. And, you know, Lisa, you had said, you know, you had a period where you had been sober, and then you had your second pregnancy, right? And we had been talking earlier, and you were talking about how you stopped drinking because of your second pregnancy, but you were kind of apprehensive about going to AA while you were pregnant. I don't know if you can give some details about that.
Okay, so yes. Basically, I had reached the end of being sick and tired and reached out for help. I went to KSES and I had an addictions counselor, and I had family members that were supportive, and I had all of the proper things in place. You know, this is it. I was going to change now, you know, and I had, I guess surrendered that, you know, I was going to change. Well, fast forward a month or 2 months, I had attended two AA meetings, and then I discovered that I was expecting. So, at this point, things changed a bit, you know. I was happy, I was thrilled, because, I had this little gift, you know, that inside me now that was going to make this journey easier. And it did, it truly did. But what I did stop doing is I stopped going to the meetings, and I stopped going to counseling. I decided that I was embarrassed to be, I don't know, going, you know, I don't, mothers with bellies don't do these things, like, so I kind of had this crutch, which was a blessing, and I went that route, and I dove right into my new lifestyle. You know, I was just a few months sober, and I loved it. I felt great. Oh my goodness, you know, enjoying mornings, and the old Lisa came back. You know, I was full of energy, and all my hobbies start coming out of me, and I was like born again, and I felt wonderful. We had my daughter. I continued this route, and now I'm not carrying her anymore. But, you know, I still now was like a bit, it was always in the back of my mind, you know. I knew I could not go back to social drinking, because I'm now a sober person. This is me, you know, and I enjoyed this way. I did not want to go back there. But, you know, this is how I lived for a couple years, me and my daughter, and she was attached to me, and it was wonderful. I had a whole other experience from 10 years prior, having my son. I had so much more patience, which I think is natural, you know. A decade apart, you change and you grow anyway, but now this is a whole other ball game, you know. I'm sober and feeling great and proud of myself, and I'm going to show my children now this is the way we're meant to be. So what happened was in 11 months ago, I forgot what, you know, I thought maybe I'm cured. You know, why can't I have a glass of wine? Why can't I go out for dinner and have a glass of wine? Or why can't I, you know, I think, and I convinced myself, which happens a lot when you go to the program, you hear a lot of shares, you forget. And so I, you know, experimented. I had a glass of wine one night, and then I had two the next time, and with a span of 2 weeks, maybe I had three nights where I decided, and on the third time I had gone out and I drank more than I intended, and I stayed out later than I intended, and I woke up and I felt horrible. I couldn't get out of bed. It all came back to me, you know, and I said, holy crap, I admitted defeat. And 2 weeks later, I walked through the doors of AA with a whole other, you know, I says, nothing changed. You know, I was still that same person I was 3 years prior. It was flooring that I was still the same person. I didn't do anything to heal from what I had done 22 years before that, which, you know, wasn't anything insane, but it built up over time, and I ended up, you know, in a place I didn't like.
So can I ask you now, what in those 11 months, what were things that you did besides the 12-step program to help yourself?
Besides the 12-step program?
Yeah, besides.
Something I used to enjoy when I was younger and I was very good at was paddling, and I had lost touch with that. I always put those summers as the best years of my life. You know, the camaraderie, the hanging out, and I still see those people around, like town, like we grew up, and it was just that's living, you know, that's truly living, those joyful times as your youth. I miss that so much. I was so disconnected. So I got back on the water this summer. I went and I did I forget if it's 10 kilometers. Anyway, we were on the water for 2 hours, and believe me, I was so proud of myself, you know. I was with a group of wonderful women, and I felt that again, and it's like it never left me. So, I mean, that alone was like, wow, you know, full circle. I, you know, going to become more spiritual, I wake up now and I give thanks and smudge, and I talk to my higher power, and I believe, and that faith alone that's come back to my life it was lacking, and I'm so grateful for faith. And taking my children to the Gunung Sesne and attending ceremonies and all of those things, I feel is important, you know, for your children to see you on this path now, and showing them that this is what fun is, and this is what we do for fun, and this is a safe place. I believe that, you know, I wouldn't be there if I didn't have this spiritual awakening.
So given all of this, do you get worried now about maintaining this life? Because you've done it. Now, what do you project for the future?
Well, at this point, I'm not worried. I feel very confident that I know this is where I want to be, which is great. I mean, living this lifestyle for almost 4 years, but, you know, only 11 months in actual healing. I'm not worried. I have you know, a great support system in place. There's the program is a wonderful thing, and it really does work with a fellowship that, you know, you use the support you put around you. I feel very confident, and the one thing that I want to touch on is that life still happens and things get hard. I now have to learn to face problems or challenges or even fun times, you know. You just have to relearn to, you know, deal with emotions and life in a different way that you were used to. And you will get used to it, and things do get challenging, and that's why you have your support system around you.
Let me ask, what makes you proud about this?
because I've discovered that, you know, this is the way I was meant to be. I'm not disconnected. This is a way I was born, and it took me a long time to discover that. I didn't need to alter my mind. And I'm proud of myself because I do see other people who don't see that yet, you know, and that's why I'm here. I want them to hear that. Like, and I'm not trying to preach. Yes, that's not what I'm trying to do. I just want people to hear that, you know, I feel good, and that's all, you know, attraction rather than promotion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you feel more confident? I get that from you.
Yeah.
I've known you a long time, yeah. You know, but and not very well, but seen you a lot. And to me, you seem more confident now in a lot of things.
I am. Like I said, I'm connecting the dots, and that's, I want answers, and I'm going to counseling, and I'm trying to better myself so that, you know, I have the tools, and the confidence comes with it. I mean, here I sit on the radio. That's pretty impressive, right?
It's very impressive.
I mean, I want to normalize the term sober. I feel that, you know, we need to start having these conversations, and what better way to, you know, is the confidence that comes from, you know, having these talks. And yeah.
Jessica?
That's it. You know, just really talking about it and being honest. And, you know, when you've gone through this experience, and for anybody who's listening, I know I've noticed that our guests are incredibly insightful.
Yes.
About themselves and everything that they've gone through. And they've really had to look at their patterns of behavior and try and find out where the source of, you know, the emotions or the reactions they used to have were. So just an open question to both of you. But how, compared to, you know, maybe yourself 10 years ago, how well do you know yourself now?
A lot better. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what I don't stand for anymore. And like I emphasized on it a few minutes ago, is I love myself, and that's something I never had in my life before.
Lisa?
Okay, well, I will say that I'm in the process of getting to know myself, being, you know, more like a newborn into this, you know, way of thinking. It's not easy. It's confusing at times, but I'd rather, you know, keep building. Things are so much better in this state, and I'm, you know, working on it.
I just want to share something since our story gets around. We have a listener who called, and she wanted to say congratulations to the guest, and that she's proud to say she's been sober for 1 year today.
Oh,
congratulations.
Nice.
Awesome stuff.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear
that. So this is the kind of stuff, I guess, that we engage the community and get people to talk about, because our stories are who we are. I think Lyle said that. You've said that yourself. Not always easy, sometimes mm-hmm. tough, but there are supports, there's programs, there's people that we connect with.
That's
you
right.
know, and yeah. Our guests have been powerful in being able to connect in different ways because their stories were so incredibly different, but the message is still all the same, you know, and this new lifestyle or new thing, I like that Lisa touched on that, because it's nice and it's proud to be sober, you know, and people are proud, and there's a lot more people sober today than there were 25, 30 years ago, and that's one thing that's very powerful.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons, again, why we do these shows is, you know, to work towards healing, but also getting around that stigma associated with mm-hmm. either pursuing sobriety, you know, for some people. Some people may see it as a weakness, you know, that the only people who get sober are people who can't handle their alcohol. But, you know, it takes a lot of strength to, you know, just look at yourself and, you know, make that decision to pursue sobriety and to maintain it. And we need to stop really, you know, stigmatizing people who don't want to use substances anymore, and to understand that that's a perfectly normal and healthy way to live.
And I think Lisa touched on that, normalizing it.
Yes.
You know, that it's okay to be sober. You know, that wasn't there in our community quite a years ago.
Yeah.
And now there's more and more people, and more and more people are choosing healthier lifestyles in all areas, you know, physically, emotionally. We talked about mm-hmm. spirituality and how important that is, you know. We have about a minute left. Any parting words or...
I just want to say that recovery is possible. If you need help, please go out and get it, because it's available. You don't have to live in fear and not live the way you were meant to live anymore. You can get sober.
Yes, basically, I'm happy to be here, and, you know, I'm around. If anyone has any questions or just wants to chat, I'm open to that. And I feel very, very happy. So thanks.
Yeah, well, go on to both of our guests. Thank you for coming. For anybody listening, if you want help, you have questions, you can call KSCS at 450-632-6880. Ask to speak with an intake worker.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Thank you to our listeners. Coming up tomorrow on Data with Tarta Party Line Talk Show is MCK Friday, and Grand Chief Joe Norton will be in studio. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Onagiwagi. Up next with the 1 o'clock news is Paul Grafe. Have a good one.